One thing I was thinking about this week is one of the qualities of the child of God is humility. God has given to us, his elect, his people, humility. And one of the things that I've learned that as we come before the Word of God, as we study the Bible, we come before the Word of God knowing nothing. We humble ourselves before the Word of God because it is God who is speaking to us, and we come knowing nothing. I know that the more that I read the Bible is the more I realize I don't know. And the little that I do understand, I can't take credit for it. No one should take credit for it. And we know that salvation is not based on how much we know. God saved, Christ says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I like to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. It's going to read the entire chapter. Here God is laying out to us, and as he moved the Apostle Paul to write these things. He says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you. And this is how the child of God comes before the Bible. Here we could see the humility of the Apostle Paul. He came before them, and I believe that Paul, intellectually, he was a very smart man. But here he comes saying that he knows nothing, as we read, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among you, among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, or had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but what the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct them? For we have the mind of Christ. One of the, said earlier, the qualities of a true child of God, somebody who's truly saved, God has given them a teachable spirit. The true believer, we are gladly welcome correction from the Word of God, from the Bible. I know I've been corrected many times, and to be taught or to be corrected, we have to be humbled, humbled by God. Remember, look at 2 Timothy, a very familiar verse to all of us, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. God tells us, all scripture, not only all the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, all of it, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Now, what is doctrine? For teaching. Teaching. See, God is always teaching us. Remember, as Christ, I look at some verses later on where you see Christ as he went about, you know, with his disciples, he's always teaching. Teaching. And we are his people, and as he teaches us, we're going to listen. Because here God tells us, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. There is no human being who has 100% truth. We're always being corrected by the Bible. Always. God is always correcting us because none of us know all that we have to know. We can't. The Bible comes from an infinite mind of God, and we can't know everything about the Bible. No human being can. We could spend a million lifetimes studying the Bible, and we could never plumb the depth of the riches of the Word of God. And we're still in this body. I believe that when we get to heaven, we'll know a lot more. We won't know everything about God. He's infinite. We'll know a lot more because we will be with him. Our salvation will be completed. But I think in eternity, we're going to always be learning more about him throughout all eternity to come. And here it says, the word of God is for reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. It's one of the things the word of God does. So we can't come to the Bible and say, this is the way it is, this is what I've been taught, I don't want to hear anything else. It's not the way we ought to do it. God is, he's teaching us. He's correcting us from the Bible. And so we come to God's word with humility, recognizing that we don't know anything. God knows all things, and we can, he's going to correct us. How well do we take correction? How well do I take correction? How well do you take correction from the Bible? It has to come from the Bible. You know, pride can't be involved. It cannot be involved. We were taught a certain way, and now we're learning about hell and all these things from the Bible. Some people could be pride. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They forget these verses. That the word of God is given for our correction. For reproof. For doctrine. You see, and we ought to come that way. If God correct us from the Bible, if you believe hell was a lake of fire where you're burning eternally, well, that was taught as long as I can remember. And now we see we're incorrect about that. Now what should the true believer do? Oh Lord, thank you for correcting me from the Bible. Humility. See, although the world don't want to hear it, the churches don't want to hear it, what do? Do we listen to them? No, we listen to the Bible. The Bible is God's word, and that's what we ought to listen to and pray. Another quality of a child of God, oh Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me thy way. And we humbly, and when he corrects us from the Bible, we thank God for it. We thank God for his correction. We thank him and we give him all the praise and all the glory. We can't take any credit for anything in the Bible that we've come to realize is truth. It's only the Lord's doing. What can we understand in the Bible without truth, without God helping us or guiding us? Nothing. We can't understand a phrase. We can't understand a word. We can't understand a sentence. We can't understand anything if God doesn't work in us, if he doesn't give us understanding of it. So we're totally dependent on God for all things. Everything we're depending on him for. So we come to God that way, before the Word of God that way, with humility. Remember what we read in 1 Corinthians 2, when as Paul moved Paul to write this, it says in verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you." Did come not knowing anything. Spiritual things, you know. Did you say he didn't know anything about this or that out there in the world? Yes, but spiritually, didn't know anything. And that's how we ought to approach the Bible. With great humility, looking unto God. "Oh Lord, you teach me." Because God has given the child of God a humble spirit. Now we're going to come before him that way. And, "Oh Lord, you teach me. You guide. You help me. And he tells us how to study the Bible. Remember, we got to follow the rules of the Bible. Compare spiritual things with spiritual. And as we follow the methodology that God has given to us, when God is ready, he will give his people truth. See, so that's how we should come before God and before the Bible. But let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And here, Christ. Remember, I said earlier that Christ is a teacher. And here it says, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying." See, Christ is always teaching. And as he teaches from the Word of God, where are we seated at? At the feet of Christ. Because we're feeding on every word of the Bible. We're listening. Because remember, when God has saved us, he's given us ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see. And we're listening very intently to the Word of God because we know that how he teaches. We had to study, compare spiritual with spiritual, and we're praying always, "Oh Lord, give me some understanding of what I'm reading." God tells us there with, I think it was Martha in Luke 10. I believe this was Luke 10. And this is an example where we ought to be as we study the Bible. I think it's Luke 10. Let's start reading in verse 38. "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." See where her attention, her heart was? She's listening to the gracious words that came out of the mouth of Christ. She's given it all her attention. That she tuned out all the activities that was going on around her at that time. And she's seated there at the foot of the cross, at the foot of Christ, listening to what God was saying to her. And verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." It's not saying that she made a choice. That's not what it's saying here. But here she's anxious about all these things going on around her. But yet, here is a picture of a child of God who is seated at Christ in the Word of God, listening very intently to the Word of God. And that is the better thing, isn't it? It is the most wonderful thing in the world, listening to God's word, ready with humility and an obedient heart to do whatever God tells us to do. And that's how we ought to be as true believers. We're living in a day where God is correcting us with many things. A lot of things we're being corrected from the Word of God. Are we taking correction? Are this teaching from the Bible, and how are we taking it? as we see many people have turned away from it and gone their own way, and a true child of God, we're going to be like the Bereans of old. We're going to listen, and then we're going to search the scripture to see whether these things are so. And that's how we should be if we're truly a child of God. We're going to listen and search it out as God has commanded us to do. And we see now we're very, very near the end of the world, and God now has opened up a lot of things to us. A whole lot of things from the Bible that's been hidden for ages. And now in these last times, God now is opening up these things to us. And as we compare spiritual with spiritual, as he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13, God in his mercy will teach us truth. God is always teaching us from the Bible. You see, Christ, as he brought the gospel, he's always teaching us. Let's look at Psalm 25. As you read through the Psalms, you see the cry of the true believer's heart. Teach me thy way, O Lord. See, God has given us a teachable spirit, and that's the cry of God's people's heart. Psalm 25, verse 1. Psalm 25, verse 1. Unto thee, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed that transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Jehovah. Teach me thy path. See, child of God, teach me thy path. Teach me thy way, O Lord. And verse 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Jehovah, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Jehovah. In verse 8 and 9, good and upright is Jehovah. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. And who are the meek? His people. He teaches us from the Bible. See, God is constantly teaching his people. Go down to verse 11 and 12. For thy name's sake, for thy name's sake, O Jehovah, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth Jehovah? Him will he teach in the way that he shall choose. You see, God is always, this is the cry of the true believers. Teach me, O Lord. And God is saying that he will do it. He will teach his people from the Bible, not through some other means or you know, only through the Bible. We compare spiritual with spiritual, and he teaches us and he guides us in the way that we ought to go. Let's look at Psalm 32. Psalm 32, verse 7. 7 to the end of the chapter. Psalm 32, starting reading at verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou should go. I will guide thee with my eye. See, remember we read in 2 Timothy 3, the Bible is given for our instruction. He instructs us from the Bible. And in verse 9, be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. I believe the horse and the mule is a picture of unsaved man. You can't teach unsaved man anything. He's spiritually discerned. Can he understand something about the Bible, unsaved man? Of course he can. But the deep things, deep spiritual things, he has no understanding of it. Look at the world today. When the call of judgment day went out, did the world pay any attention? They heard it. Look at the church. The church is dead. Church age is over. When they heard the warning of Judgment Day, May 21, did they come out the church and trembling in fear? No. They have no understanding of it. The churches have no understanding that Judgment Day was May 21. None whatsoever. They just continue on as usual. They're dead. They don't understand that judgment, through the tribulation period, churches are no longer, God is not using the churches any longer. They don't understand. They hear it with their physical ear, but it didn't register in their heart. They continue on as normal. But here, in verse 9, be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in Jehovah, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in Jehovah and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. And this is the what here God is telling us, that God teaches us as we study the Bible. And let's turn over to Psalm 119. As you read through Psalm 119, you see one of the cry there is, O Lord, teach me thy way. You know, Psalm 119, let's read verse 33. Here he says, teach me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, which is the word of God. This is the cry of the believer. Teach me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. We're always going to God. O Lord, teach me thy way, as we pray, as we study the Bible. O Lord, teach me, open mine eyes to this verse, if it be thy will, or to that chapter, or to this phrase. And we are constantly beseeching the Lord that he may teach us. Give us more information from the Bible. Because that's the desire of the true child of God now, is it not? That God will continue to teach us give us more information. It doesn't make what you're studying. It could be grace, it could be mercy, it could be where we are now in history, or anything from the Bible. Oh Lord, teach me thy way, because the Bible is God's word. It is, and when we come to truth of any part of the Bible, God has taught it to us, and we give him all the glory and all the praise for what he has taught us from the Bible. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13. I can by no means look at, the Bible has many, many verse things to say about how he teaches the word of God. These are just a few verses. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 and 11. And the disciples came unto him. Why speakest thou unto them in parables? You know, the whole Bible, as we know, is a parable. You know, we have the book of Proverbs, parable. So here he's speaking to, the disciples are asking him. The disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? You know, Lord, why are you speaking to them this way? And Christ answers the question. And he answered and said unto them, because, remember, the disciples just asked him a question. Why are you speaking to these people in parables? Why? And many people might ask the question today. Why, Lord, you wrote the Bible this way? Bible's parable. And it says, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Who is it given unto? To know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The true believers. They're going to know it, because God is going to teach them his way. He's going to open their understanding to these things. And it says, but unto them it is not given. So to understand the Bible is given to the true believers to understand these things. But to the unsaved, no. It's not given to them. They're going to wrestle with these things to their own destruction. They don't understand it. Yeah, you know, some people see one of the most quoted verses in the Bible is John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And yet many people don't understand it. They don't understand because it's not given to them to know these things. They're in spiritual darkness. They can't understand it until God, if it be his will, as I said earlier, the church don't understand that judgment day was May 21. It wasn't given to them to know it. They heard it. They do have the Bible, but yet they don't understand it. They don't understand because if God doesn't intervene in someone's life to give them understanding or teach them from the Bible, we can't understand it. We're going to always come to the wrong conclusion. We're going to come to the wrong conclusion. It's no way around it. God has to teach us and give us spiritual eyes to see. We could know something from the Bible, but the deep things, the hidden things, we can't fit. We're just going to, where do you think all those false gospels, they come from? They come from people, men in the churches who are very learned, and yet their spiritual eyes weren't open. So they come to the wrong conclusions. And people who are listening to them who don't check these things out. And it is the blind leading the blind. They're not listening to what God says. Neither can they hear it. Because remember, now God has to give us understanding of the word of God. He'll give us spiritual ears to hear, eyes to see, and an understanding heart. All these things are God's doing. So, you know, and how sad it is that the churches that God has established have gone their own way, and God now has, they're just there. They're no longer being used of God. Let's look at Job chapter 17. Job chapter 17. God tells us here one of the reasons why unsaved men can't understand what God is speaking to him. It's been my experience, maybe yours, that you share the gospel with someone and it just doesn't register. You know, it's like, wow, because they're in spiritual darkness. But in Job chapter 17, verse 4, Job chapter 17, verse 4, for thou hast hid their heart from understanding. They can't understand because God has hid their heart from understanding. Therefore, thou shalt not exalt them. See? So if you can't, you know, look at the church. Look at, you know, where we are. The people, God has hid these things from them that they cannot understand. But the true believers will. Remember, God says it's given to us to know these things. And as we search the scriptures, as we pray for wisdom, God is going to teach us his way. He's going to give us understanding of these verses that was hid from our eyes in the Bible. It was all there in the Bible, but God in his time, remember in Daniel, how God tells us this knowledge shall increase. He's going to open the eyes of his people to these verses in the Bible that were hidden from the heart of the true believers throughout the history of this world, really. But in God's timing, we're in a time where now God now has opened the gates of the Bible, so to speak. And the true believers are learning, we're learning all sorts of great truth from the Bible. We know all these things, and it's a tremendous amount of information. It's like we've been overwhelmed with these things from the Bible. And the true believers was having a feast spiritually in the Bible. And see this and that, and as he teaches us from the word of God. So in order for us to know, you know, God has to get involved, and he's the one who teaches us from the Bible. And God has given to his true believers, we said earlier, one of the qualities of a child of God is he has given to us a teachable spirit. And when the true believers are being corrected from the Bible, we are so grateful to it. And if we're truly being corrected from the Bible, you will see the same great truth throughout the whole Bible. You're going to see it. As we've been corrected from the Bible, we see everything fits from the Bible. I think I better stop here. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back. But let's pray, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this time together around thy word. We ask, O Lord, that you will continue to teach us from thy word. Lord, we don't know anything. We humbly come before you. That, O Lord, that you will continue to teach from thy word all these great truths that you have given us, O Lord, in these past few years. And thy people rejoice to know these things. And, O Lord, we humbly ask, O Lord, that as we continue to wait upon thee, Lord, we're in the world which is getting more evil, more wicked by the day, and it grieved the hearts of thy people. But we know, O Lord, that thou art in control. Thou art on the throne. Nothing is out of control. All this is working out exactly the way you've planned it. And, O Lord, whether we wake or sleep, whether we have died or we will be here when you come back, we will be with you in glory, whereas nothing will separate us from the love of God. Lord, we pray for the remainder of this day. Pray for the next study to follow, studies to follow, and the question and answer. Oh, Lord, we pray that all things may be done decently and in order to the praise of thy glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.